This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. It gives me a great pleasure to welcome to the Book Club Mark Kelly, the veteran of four space flights to the International Space Station before he retired in 2011, and part of a study that's coming up, a twins study that NASA's doing with he and his brother Scott, who is also an astronaut. Mark Kelly has a new book out for middle grade kids. It's called Astro Twins Project Blastoff. Mark Kelly's joining me on the phone. Mark, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Nice to be on your show.
This story starts out with Mark and Scott Kelly, who are the fictional characters in this book, taking apart their dad's calculator. And at first, it struck me that I wasn't that surprised and didn't see why it was that big a deal until I realized, well, this is 1975, and calculators back in 1975 were quite expensive. So was this inspired by real life? Did you take apart things, you and your brother Scott?
We used to take apart everything, and very rarely were able to get it back together. I remember, I don't know how many tools and fishing reels and stuff like that that my brother and I destroyed around the house because we'd dismantle it, and then we couldn't figure out how to put it back together.
Well, the story starts out with them getting caught taking apart dad's calculator. They get sent to their grandfather's house, who doesn't have TV, and he tells them to do something, and they decide to build a rocket. And it's a fascinating story how you share the adventures of Mark and Scott and how you incorporate some science into it, too. I mean, just from the very beginning, talking about different elements and the different science involved, how did you pick and choose what science to include in Astro Twins?
Well, so since we're trying, and in the book, we're attempting to build a rocket. So there were some obvious things like physics, as one, you know, Newton's three laws, and I tried to explain it in a way, you know, it's explained in the book, not by the characters played by my brother and I, but by one of the smarter kids after visiting the library. So, you know, Newton's three laws of motion, we added the rocket equation, which requires a little math in there. So I think some kids are going to find this really cool to be looking at a rocket equation and maybe understanding it. Other kids might find it a little bit challenging maybe the first time they go through it. But my goal was to make this an exciting story, but also a little bit, just a tiny little bit piece of education.
You already were a best-selling author. You wrote a couple of Mousetronaut books. Why did you decide to reach out to those middle grade kids, the 8 to 12 age group?
Well, I found a lot of the younger kids really liked my Mousetronaut books, the two books I wrote about a mouse that becomes an astronaut. And they, you know, they were, you know, I'd run into kids that are asking me, when am I going to do another book? And now these kids were older. So I figured I'd take a shot at writing a book for them. You know, they liked the first two. This is a little bit, you know, this is a chapter book, so it's about 180 pages or so for somebody between, well, if their parents were reading, it could be all the way down to 3 years old, I suppose. But, you know, it's for the 8 to 12-year-old, 12 or 13-year-old range.
Well, I look forward to sharing it with my four-year-old granddaughter because this was something she's already fascinated with. And I think this does a good job of encouraging kids when it comes to science. And do you see a need these days? You know, we hear about STEM and STEAM-based curriculums trying to teach science and technology and mathematics and the like. Is this something that we really need to put more attention to?
Absolutely. In the last couple decades, maybe even 3 decades or so, as a country, we have continued to fall behind some other nations. Now, you know, certain countries, you know, South Korea is an example. You know, their students do much better in math and science than we do here in the U.S. on a whole. I mean, we've got, you know, great schools and great universities, but as a whole, I think we've fallen behind in science and math, technology kind of stuff. So anything that can continue to keep kids interested or spur that interest to begin with is really important. You know, we need more engineers, we need more scientists. It's you know, it's those things that drive the economy. So it's really important. So trying to do my small part with this book.
Mark Kelly, he is the author, along with Martha Freeman, of Astro Twins Project Blastoff, available where books are sold. You can learn more about Mark and his other books, Mousetronaut Books and Astro Twins, at our website, WVXU.com. www.thebookstore.org. And back to the science education, I know I'm of an age where I was fascinated with the space program back in the day in its heyday, and no science was something that was always close to my heart. Why do you think kids these days aren't as close to science as, say, Mark and Scott Kelly in your book Astro Twins are?
You know, when I was growing up in the 1970s and early 80s, late 60s even, when we were sending, you know, humans to the moon, astronauts to the moon for the first time, it was a really big deal. You know, it was the thing, you know, every couple months somebody was going to walk on the surface of the moon in one of the Apollo 11 through Apollo 17 missions. So it was something I think the whole world rallied behind. You know, today there are a lot more distractions. You know, there's the internet, there's, you know, hundreds of TV channels, there's a lot of books, there's a lot of stuff going on. And we've made spaceflight look rather routine, which is a good thing. You know, even though we've had a couple accidents with the space shuttle, we successfully launched it 133 times. And, you know, so I think over time, you know, people just get used to it, which is fine, but where we're able to, we need to, you know, refocus, especially the attention of children, to get them and keep them interested in things that all lead them to fields like, you know, science, engineering, and math.
Well, both you and your brother are astronauts, which seems like you're doubly lucky to have not just one, but two astronauts in the family. And part of your story in Astro Twins is, as Mark and Scott in the book build this rocket, they're trying to decide who will be the one that goes on the rocket. Now, was this something you and Scott as siblings argued about early on, or was this just the dramatic license you're taking in Astro Twins, Mark?
A lot of license. I probably, you know, at that age, I was probably capable of building a go-kart, not a rocket ship. I mean, let's, you know, for reality. And I imagine if we did build a rocket ship, you know, the real Mark and Scott Kelly would have probably fought over who was going to be the person that got to fly on it. And that's not actually what happens in the book. So the book is fiction. It uses my brother and I as the main characters, which was fun to do. And, you know, where we lived and, you know, family members and some of the experiences we had. And then obviously the fictional part is that we actually were able to cobble together the parts needed to build a rocket ship.
So why did you and Scott decide to become astronauts, and what did you have to do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think some astronauts plan on this career from a very young age, and they're singularly focused on it. I don't, you know, it wasn't the case for me, and it wasn't for my brother either. It was something I was interested in, and, you know, always wished that, you know, in a perfect world, I would have the opportunity to go into space. But I also was pretty realistic about it, and I understood that there were not a lot of astronauts and there were a lot of applicants, you know, for the job. And, you know, it's one of those things that kids say, you know, they want to play for the New York Yankees, you know, or they want to, you know, they want to be an astronaut. You know, that's, you know, I hear it a lot. But I did go into a field that I really wanted to do, and that was to serve my country as a pilot in the Navy and fly off of an aircraft carrier. A fighter airplane off of an aircraft carrier is what I wanted to really do. And once I was doing that, I wanted to go back and further my education, and I got a master's degree in aeronautical engineering. And then I want to use what I learned there as a pilot, so the next logical step was to become a test pilot. And after I was a test pilot for a number of years, that's a pretty good spot to apply to be an astronaut from. So then I was in a pretty good position to get considered. And so was my brother. He was a Navy test pilot as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether his path was similar or different.
Exactly the same. Okay. It was exactly the same.
Well, Scott is going back into space. You're retired now, but Scott's going back into space, and you're going to be part of the NASA Twins study. Talk about that Twins study and what's going to happen.
Yeah, my brother launches into space next Friday from Baikonur on a Russian rocket called a Soyuz, and he's going up to be the commander of the space station for a year. Now, normally when we send astronauts for these long-duration missions up to the space station, the missions are 6 months in length. But this time, we're going to send one person, well, one American and one Russian, up to space for a year, and my brother's that person. So he'll be the commander of the space station. He'll be operating this, you know, these laboratories and taking care of this $100 billion facility over a long period of time. Now, the fact that he has a twin brother, you know, on the ground presented a unique opportunity for NASA to do some additional science. So they partnered with a bunch of universities like Johns Hopkins, University of Pennsylvania, Harvard Medical School, Stanford, and others to do some research. And it's largely because we, at least when we were born, we had the same genetic material. Your genes change over time, but we're still very similar. And so they're going to see, you know, the changes in him and how it compares over time to me from this long duration spaceflight he's taking.
Well, being a big science fiction fan, you hear about twins or siblings being separated. Well, one's in space and one's on the planet, and how one ages and one doesn't. Will your brother be able to come back and say, "Well, now I'm much younger than you are"?
I'm 6 minutes older, and I saw somewhere on the internet somebody supposedly did the calculation. You know, the relativistic calculation of traveling for a year at 17,500 miles an hour and what that does to the time. And so he will catch up to me because he's going to age slower. So he will catch up by 3 milliseconds over that 1 year period. So,
and he'll never let you forget about it either, Mark. No.
It's not a lot. So I will no longer be 6 minutes older. I will be 5 minutes and 997 milliseconds older.
Well, what do you hope the middle grade kids who will read Astro Twins Project Blastoff get out of the book? Or what inspiration do you hope they find in your story?
Well, first of all, I want them to be entertained, so I tried to write the best book I possibly could. You know, it's exciting, and I think it's exciting for kids to put themselves in a position where, you know, somebody like them, that age group, is actually doing something really exciting, like building a rocket ship and climbing in and launching into space. The other thing I want them to get at it is just interest, you know, interest in engineering, interest in building things, interest in physics, science, a little bit of interest in math. You know, I may have introduced logarithms for the first time to a kid who reads this book, and algebra. So, you know, very briefly, I think it's just getting them interested in those things, and also keeping them interested in reading. It's important.
Mark Kelly, his book is Astro Twins, Project Blastoff. Mark Kelly is a veteran NASA astronaut and the author of other kids' books, The Mousetronaut, a pair of books. Now this is a middle grade novel, Astro Twins, Project Blastoff. Learn more about it at WVXU.org. Mark Kelly, thanks for being on the Book Club at 91.7.
You are welcome, Mark. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hello, I'm Michael Link from Northside, and right now I'm reading Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. It's a post-apocalyptic novel for adults who don't read post-apocalyptic novels. It's incredibly well written. Emily has been to Cincinnati a number of times, and I think she's really hit her stride as an author with this. It jumps forward and back, telling narratives from different characters' perspectives, both before this influenza outbreak, the Georgian flu, and after, and how these characters from different points along the timeline of this epidemic find their way through their individual lives. A number of the books that I read as a child that were maybe not as saccharine as some children's books can be. I'm speaking of course, James Marshall and Marie Sendak. Some of those authors and the way that they were unafraid to express different versions of the truth for kids and sort of challenging kids to meet them at a higher level than a lot of people who were writing children's books at the time. They really treated children as people instead of just sort of lumps. And that really left a lasting impression on me that you can trust younger readers with the truth. You can trust younger readers with reality. And they will meet you where you choose to meet them. And that's how I choose books for my daughter. And every day I'm just amazed at what she comes back to me with on that same level. Right now, my favorite author is a friend of mine who has come to Cincinnati, made it sort of a third home for himself, is Mac Barnett. He writes a number of picture books. He writes some series books. And he's one of the most thoughtful authors about writing for children that I know. He really looks at different creators and different means of storytelling, and has put so much thought into how he chooses words and how he approaches children that his stories are completely engaging in many, many different ways. So he's one that I will pick up everything that he writes and bring it home.
You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU. Stick around. There's more on the shelf.